everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Big thanks to Jason Klein and the folks at MPB Think Radio for handling our show tonight. And, of course, Chris Saxon for producing the video side. And Dr. Dave Chows, who is our IT guy up in Boone, North Carolina. You don't think it's cold up there tonight, do you?
I'm sure it is, but he's tucked away deep inside the bunker.
We'll never find him. Will the Thrill has been getting us these score sheets all year. And don't know where he is tonight, but he is providing these score sheets. And then, of course, Ty Bailey on the phone, and Noah Crow and Joel Norris tracking down scores for us. Joel's going to have his crazy eights here in about 10 or 15 minutes or so. Let's go to Jeff Hager, who is down 49 down there. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Did the wind make it down there? Did it get rough, windy tonight?
No, I actually filmed without a jacket on. It was pretty pleasant down here.
Huh. Well, you know, it got rough around central Mississippi on the wind. So what's going on down on the coast? I tell you, big surprise there on D'Iberville, but no surprise on Ocean Springs.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why I had a feeling that Warren Central D'Iberville game was going to be close. And, I mean, what, 21-21 at the start of the fourth quarter? I mean, that could have been anyone's game, and Warren Central getting hot at the right time. D'Iberville plays well with the lead, but, you know, whenever they got to force offense, you know, sometimes that'll happen. But, you know, Ocean Springs, they're not afraid of the moment there, taking down Pearl 54-28. And we kind of got wiped out. We got Picayune, Poplarville, and Ocean Springs left, and all three are home next week. So We got another Friday night show.
Boy, you got a lot to do, too. Now, tell me about this quarterback for the Greyhounds at Ocean Springs. Greg Flynn was really impressed with him.
Yeah, and I don't know if you were to clock him at a 40-yard dash. I asked his dad tonight, as the AD there, whether he'd been clocked, and he said, well, whenever they do that stuff for baseball, he's playing football, and whenever they do it for football, he's playing baseball. So I don't know what his time is, but he's one of those guys that runs just as fast, if not faster, pads on. And, you know, he's impressed with passing the ball, and he's impressed with running the ball. And, you know, they're just one of the most complete teams I've seen in a while.
Have you had a chance to see Picayune play?
Yeah, I saw him against Gaucher on Thursday, and they got a running back, Dante Dowdell, who was throwing out Derrick Henry-like stiff arms, and they handled Gaucher pretty well, and that was a surprise to me. So nothing they do in the playoffs will surprise me from this point.
No, I tell you, and they're perennially there. I mean, you know, and Coach Dodd Lee had him there, you know, seems like every year that I've been doing games. They've just got a great program over there. Tradition rich. You talk about a program that's traditional, that's the Maroon Tide of Picayune. What else happened down there tonight?
Well, let's see. Yeah, so Poplarville beat Moss Point on the road 28-18. And so here's a stat for you. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Poplarville, since 2016, is 22-1 in the month of November.
I know they've been in a championship game a lot.
But when you put it that way, it's like they get to this point of the season and they do not lose. And so that only loss was 20 in that Hornet Bowl with Tony Brown and East Central. And that's the only loss since 2016 when I look back at it. So it's just incredible the run of excellence they've had as well.
Well, and I just enjoyed calling Tony Brown's games when he was with East Central. And then his state championship game, he got hurt like on the second series, and East Central struggled from there on. But he was a great player. He's up at Pearl River Community College now.
Yeah, and I got to see him play there a couple times. He had a 4-touchdown game at PRCC this year.
How about that? Well, you know, we got us a good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, touchdown Tony Brown, the legacy lives on.
That's right. That's right. So, Poplarville, Picayune, Ocean Springs, and who else?
And that's it for us. We had 11 going in, and we leave with 3. So, East Central, Gaucher, George County all go down in 5A. Bay High and Moss Point went down in 4A. And then Fort Harrison Central and D'Iberville went down in 6A. And that's all we got.
Well, but you got 3 left, and those are 3 good ones.
We got... Oh, absolutely, and like I said, they're all home games, so we're ready to rock and roll again next Friday.
Well, then we'll be expecting to hear from you, and big thanks for staying up with us, Jeff, and letting us know what's going on down there, and I'm sure that we'll want to get a report from you next week on those 3.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have a good rest of the show and a good rest of your night.
Yes, sir, and enjoy your football weekend.
Yes, sir, you guys do the same. Thanks.
All right, thanks, man.
Granny, Wes Jones.
I was really surprised when Wes Jones lost a game this year. Granny went there tonight. Brian Grantham. Brian, is it safe to say that was just a small bump in the road for the Mustangs?
You talking about with Mass Central or Long or who you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Wes Jones.
Yeah, they played Gaucher tonight, and I didn't go to the game. I was at a basketball game, but I did listen to it on the radio at the end, and West Jones had the lead the whole game. And then it was 31-28 there in late in the fourth quarter, and Gaucher had the ball at midfield and threw the interception with about, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds left. So West Jones just barely hung on and won tonight. But that was a great football game because West Jones was up 10, and they were up 10. They cut it, and Gaucher cut it to 3, and then West Jones just hung on and won the ball game.
Now Gaucher's the team that has this like a 5-star running back, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I hadn't heard much about them this year, but I know they played West Jones good, but. You're right. They may have a running back like that.
Well, and Scott, it's going to be tough to beat Scott Pearson when you get to this. You know, he's the head coach over there at West Jones. It's going to be tough to beat them. Any other surprises down in that area of the state for you tonight?
I hadn't heard any right now, but I know next week It's Laurel at West Jones next week. And I tell you what, Russ, that's football right there.
that is smash mouth, isn't it?
Hey, what did I tell you? Laurel in Hattiesburg last week?
Yep.
Laurel was the underdog.
Yep.
I said, that means something. It was 50 to nothing. Laurel beat them 50 to nothing. And Laurel's going to West Jones next week. It's going to be in the sticks at West Jones. And that's going to be a dandy, Russ. That's all it's going to be. It's going to be a dandy.
I'm telling you, we've done games there. There's nothing like it. They love their Mustangs there. And in that particular stadium, the stands are pretty close to the field. And you actually reach out and grab some of the players if you wanted to. I mean, it's just it's a great environment. That's going to be an outstanding football game. And I imagine that's where you'll be.
I will be there, Russ. And so will everybody else in Jones County.
I think you're right, Granny. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Let's go to Matt Timms, who joins us now. Matt, where did you wind up tonight? I know that you started at MRA, I think, or Madison Central, one of the two.
I went to MRA.
Okay. Your thoughts on that ballgame?
And they hold on 1 second, Russ.
Okay. I think he was trying to.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had my headphones on. It wasn't working too good, but it was a big time game, big time atmosphere there. MRA's got one of the best atmospheres now with the new Jumbotron and everything, and it was a big crowd. But MRA opened up the game with a field goal and then a touchdown to White. White from White to Dalton, and who ended up with two TD catches. And then that's when the game really started. J.A. came back with a huge 85-yard touchdown to Dakota Jordan. And then MRA came right back with a Tyler Latham run for a touchdown out of the Wildcat formation. And J.A. came back right back with a running back pass from Dakota Jordan to Merritt Nations for like – it must have been 65, 70 yards.
Wow.
And so J.A. was fully in the game. Everybody, even the MRA fans, knew it was a different game and that J.A. could possibly take the momentum and end up winning the game. But just before half, White hit Dalton for a 75-yard TD pass, put MRA up 24-14 at the half. Now, the third quarter started. J.A. drove all the way down the field, fumbled on the 5-yard line going in. And then MRA drives back down the field. J.J. Latham scores with about an 8-yard touchdown. And so they go up 31-14. J.A. had a kickoff return for a touchdown, called back for a block below the waist on about the 25-yard line of J.A. And so that was a killer if J.A. had any chance of getting back in it. But, Russ, what nobody may talk about is you will see on Twitter is the hit from Stone Blanton in the third quarter. J.A. had a great pass completion, and the kid cut it up in the seam and went upfield, and then Stone Blanton came from the side out of nowhere and hit him and toward the J.A. sideline. And I really think it just stunned the whole J.A. Team, and especially the offense. And I think that was the game changer, because after that, Quincy Phillips had a 15-yard TD run. J.A. had another turnover, another fumble, and then a pick six by Noah Short put them up 52-14. But the J.A. ended up with four turnovers and a blocked punt. And but I think the big hit by Stone Blanton, you just had to be there to see it, but it should be on Twitter. I think that really turned the game as far as J.A. Just – you know, having any type of momentum.
Thanks, man. We're up against the break. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week. We'll take a time out. We'll be back with more in a moment.